Hello, Justin, and good morning, everybody. We start with the world of West Delaware wrestling as the Del Buck Trophy on the line last night inside Seedorf Gymnasium for the West Delaware Hawks hosting the Independence Mustangs in the Battle of Highway 20 West. As usual, electric atmosphere and a large crowd on hand last night. Jamie Vasky has all the details.
Luke Johnson of Independence with that 9-7 win over McCoy Rolling. At 170, Garrison Gillahan turned things around for the Hawks and got a big fall over Kane Schultz in a minute 14. At 182 pounds, it was Jaron Funky with a 9-1 major decision over Aaron Tanai, making the score 10-3. At 195, Will Ward with a 57-second fall over Landon Duffy. At 220, it was Grant Northberg with a 10-1 major decision over Jackson Krogman. Then the big matchup, number one, Corver Hupke went down to Cam Guther, ranked number two, 5-2 the final score in that one. That put the Hawks up 23-3 at that point. At 106 pounds, Independence's Adam Fish picked up a forfeit. 113, it was Braden Mowry with a 9-2 win over Cameron Kramer. 120, Carson Less defeated Tanner Wilson 8-3. At 126, it was Jax Miller with a 9-1 major decision over Cale Whelan. At 132, it was Caden Kramer with an 11-2 major decision over Ryan Hilby of West Delaware. 138, Carson Turnus, a 14-4 major decision over Tyler Whelan. At 145, Carter Straw of Independence with a 55-second fall over Blake Mather, and at 152, Brent Yankovic of West Delaware pinning Christopher Meyer in 3 minutes and 48 seconds, making the final team score 43-19. Takedown tally, West Delaware with 30, Independence with 4. The Hawks had 4 major decisions. Independence had 1. Hawks with 2 falls, Independence with 1, and the Hawks winning 10 of the 14 matches as the Hawks continue to improve their season. Mark now 16-4 on this season, 5-0 at home. That dual meet lasted 1 hour and 24 minutes.
It was the final regular season home meet for the Hawks last night, which means senior night, as Roger and Jamie caught up with all of the Hawks seniors. You can view the meet from last night and those video interviews of the seniors by heading to our website, kmch.com, and clicking on the Sports tab, then the West Delaware Hawks link under the live sports video coverage option. The Hawks and Mustang boys will return to action on Saturday as they'll compete in the 11-team WAMAC Conference Tournament at Independence. We'll have all of the audio coverage here for you from KMCH Sports starting around 10 a.m. on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Postseason winter sports officially begin today with girls wrestling, as the first ever Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union regional tournaments will be held. 4 sites will host 2 state qualifiers with wrestlers from more than 20 teams in each field. Many competitors will experience it all for the first time. The 8 regionals will be held in Sioux City, Des Moines, Decorah, and Cedar Rapids. Competition at each site will start at 11 a.m. Our focus will be on Decorah and Cedar Rapids. Up at Luther College, Roger Reed and Annette Lenz will be live from there, as they'll have all of the action of our 5 coverage area teams. In Region 7, it's West Delaware, Western Dubuque, Cascade, and Anamosa. In Region 8, the Starmont Stars. Jamie Vasky will provide action of the wrestling taking place at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse in Cedar Rapids. Region 5 features Independence. East Buchanan is in Region 6. The top 4 regional finishers at each weight class will advance to the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union State Tournament next Thursday and Friday, February 2nd and 3rd, at the Extreme Arena in Coralville. A full slate of high school girls and boys basketball will take place tonight around the state. Our featured game will come from Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School for the West Delaware boys hosting the Marion Wolves, the number 4 team in Class 3A. All the coverage tonight around 7:30 on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com with Bill Logan and yours truly. We'll have score updates throughout our coverage tonight for the West Delaware and Marion girls game going on down in Marion. Speaking of girls basketball, our latest KMCH Sports Standout Performer of the Week presented by F&M Bank is available for you on our website at kmch.com. The full video interview there for you of Kennedy Klosterman, a senior for the West Delaware girls basketball program, who set the record for most threes in the game last Monday night at home against Jessup with 8 3-pointers, breaking the record of 7 threes in a game set by Casey Palmer back in the 2014-15 campaign. Klosterman is now number 2 on the all-time list for most threes made by a West Delaware girls basketball player, with 100, second to Bethany Hahn, who has 141. Again, our KMC Sports Standout Performer of the Week, Kennedy Klosterman, the senior for West Delaware girls basketball. Our KMC Sports Standout Performer of the Week is always presented by F&M Bank. Sticking with the girls basketball theme, the latest rankings released by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union yesterday afternoon. In Class 1A, remaining at number 1 is Algona Bishop Garrigan. Number 2, Newell Fonda. The Northland Lynx, 16-0. Number 3, Central Cater, is also 16-0. They are number 7. In Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford stays at number 1. The Cascade Cougars remain in the 5th spot, as they are 15-1. In Class 3A, Esterville Lincoln Central at number 1 still. Solon bumps up a spot to number 2. Benton Community moves up a slot to number 3. Dubuque Wallard is number 9. Benton Shelsburg at 12. 13th is Mount Vernon. Center Point Urbana is at number 14. In Class 4A, Dallas Center Grimes number 1. Cedar Rapids Xavier at number 5. Clear Creek Amana is number 7. And in Class 5A, a new number 1 team with Pleasant Valley taking the spot from Johnston at number 7, West Des Moines Valley. Former West Delaware coach Matt Utoff and the Tigers are 10-6. Also in 5A, Linmar comes in at number 12. Men's top 25 college basketball from last night. Number 1, Purdue, able to hold off Michigan 75-70 in Ann Arbor. Number 6, Arizona over Washington State 63-58. Number 8, UCLA, upset by USC 77-64. And number 21, FAU over Middle Tennessee 85-67. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.